Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
What we put into our minds determines what comes out in our words and in our actions. Paul, in our text today, is telling us to fill our minds with thoughts that are true, good, and right. Do you have problems with impure thoughts? Maybe just daydreams? We need to examine what we're putting into our minds through things like television, books, movies, magazines, the internet. We need to replace the input with some wholesome material. Above all, we need to put in us God's Word, and we need to seek Him through prayer. We're in verse 9 of chapter 4 of the book of Philippians today, where Paul the Apostle says, "Keep putting into practice all that you learned from me, all that you saw me doing, and the God of peace will be with you." Now, Paul, he's kind of coming to an end of a section here, and he's kind of making one final shot across the bow, giving us one final instruction, and one that is really very crucial to not just the success of what he's been teaching us, but actually the success of the whole of the Christian experience. He's telling us that these things that we've received from him, the things that we've heard him say and that we saw him live out, he says, do these things. It doesn't say just believe them. I mean, that goes without saying, right? But he goes so far as to say, do them. Now, I realize that that's a simple concept, yet frankly, it's one that is so often ignored today. I mean, we think that as long as we believe that these issues are true, that that's sufficient. But in fact, it's sufficient for nothing, gang. I mean, the Bible tells us that even demons believe that God exists and is powerful, and it says they tremble, James 2:19. But hey, demons, they're not Christians, and they're not going to have eternal life with Christ. We have to actually do this Christian life. Indeed, we're never going to be perfect in it. We will, in fact, fail some, but that's what God's grace is for. Never is His grace an excuse to sin, however. Romans 6:15 through 18 says, "What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law but under grace? May it never be," Paul said. "Don't you know that when you present yourself as servants and obey someone, you are the servants of whomever you obey, whether of sin to death or of obedience to righteousness? But thanks be to God that whereas you are bondservants of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were delivered. Being made free from sin, you became bondservants of righteousness." So, what is God's grace for again? Titus 2:11, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to the intent that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we would live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age, looking for the blessed hope and appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from the iniquity and purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good works." So the grace of God, according to Paul, appeared to bring salvation to us and to instruct us in our walk that we would deny ungodliness and worldly lust, but live righteously, soberly, and godly. That's what grace is for. And if we indeed heed what Paul is telling us in this passage, then the God of peace will be with us. He promises. God promises. John 16:33 says, "I have told you all these things," Jesus speaking herein, "I've told you all of these things that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble, but cheer up because I have overcome the world."
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.